This is John Batchelor from a conversation with my colleague Paul Gregory of the Hoover Institution about Lenin's brain. This is grotesque, bizarre, unbelievable Hollywood. Stalin wanted to prove that Lenin was a genius. Lenin died without Stalin's presence. He was off in his office smoking his pipe. So Stalin afterwards conceived the idea that we'll make him a genius so I can inherit his role. How Stalin wanted to do that was to have the brain examined and said to be that of a genius, because it's bizarre. I don't have any more detail than that. Here's Paul Gregory explaining the quandary that Stalin found himself in when two of his assistants came up with an idea about how to make the brain into the brain of a genius, how to get it validated as that of a genius. It's all bizarre. Also, I learned from Paul, the brain exists. It's in the Lenin Institute, whatever that's called today in Moscow. The brain, just as if this was a Frankenstein movie. Lenin's brain. Paul Gregory, Hoover Institution. More of this later.
Stalin. That's the beginning of the story, because Stalin's lackeys, and I won't give you their names because they're long names, decided, well, we know that Comrade Stalin wants Lenin to be proved to be a genius because he is the inheritor of the Lenin tradition. So his two lackeys figured out, well, let's find a reputable brain scientist and give that brain scientist the brain. This proved to be a terrible mistake, which Stalin noted immediately, because his lackeys proposed that we give the brain to the most eminent brain person at the time, whose name was Oscar Fault, who headed a Kaiser Wilhelm Institute in Berlin. So we give the brain to him. He will dutifully find out that Lenin was indeed a genius, and to be the successor to this genius like Stalin would be a great thing. Stalin, of course, recognized immediately, if we give the brain to this German guy, he may find out that Lenin is not a genius, and it might have been even very difficult scientifically to prove genius to someone who's had four strokes, the fourth one being fatal.
Thanks.